Finally today, I want to introduce you to some very dapper dudes from Congo Brazzaville, the smaller of the two Congos in Central Africa. These gentlemen are known as sapeurs. They're members of a club called the Society of Elegant Persons of the Congo. And as the name suggests, they dress fancy. Designer suits, fedoras, canes, cravats, the whole works. Now, you can see these English dandy lookalikes doing their thing in a new ad for Guinness beer.
In life, you cannot always choose what you do. But you can always choose who you are.
They strut in canary yellow suits and Scottish kilts and have what can only be called a dance-off at the end. Hector Mediavilla is a photographer and director based in Barcelona who's been following the sapeurs for years, and he shot a short documentary about them to go with the Guinness ad. Hector, these men look like they're from a different era. Why do they dress like this?
Well, because they like elegance. As many of them say, they like elegance, not fashion, because fashion changes every year. So they try to go beyond.
And when did the sapeurs begin?
It all began when the French colonizers were there at the beginning of the 20th century. So people working for the colonizers, local people, Congolese people, were astonished, surprised by many of the things that the white man brought there, like technology, the way they eat, also the way they dress. And it all started that time.
Hey, what about the cost? These guys are wearing Gucci shoes, $1,000 suits, and this is in a country with one of the highest poverty levels in the world. How is a trend like this even possible or accepted?
They love it. It's their passion. So some of them, they make sacrifices, let's say, in order to put aside some money to get a pair of Western shoes that can be worth, 1,000 euros or 3,000 euros. But there are also other strategies, like you can get like secondhand items, you can get like fake ones. So in the end, what is important is more the person, the man inside the suit.
This is also, Hector, not just dressing up, right? It's a way of life.
It's a way of being. Like for many of them who are poor, to say, here we are worth something, we want to be taken into consideration in society, and we're not going to be disregarded or dismissed because of the way of our appearance, the way we look.
What were some of the best outfits, or what was even maybe just the best thing that you saw on a sapeur?
What can I say? It's the first day, the very first day I met them. I was very, very shocked because I saw a group of people like get into a cafe bar. And one of them, La Mam, who is the, let's say, the main character of the ad, and he arrived there with an eye patch, black one. And also he had one of his hands covered with a glove, a leather glove. The first moment I thought like probably he had an eye problem. And then, maybe some skin problem in one of the hands. I don't know, sort of lepra. I don't know. And then I realized, no, he had seen it in a movie from explorers in the Sahara or something like that. So he got inspired by that.
He had a fake eye patch because he saw it in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and he thought it was cool. So he sported it like this.
Hector Mediavilla, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
We've got Hector's photos of the sapeurs looking resplendent and his short film about them at PRI.org. We leave you now with music by a man who embodies that sapeur style, Congolese singer Papa Wemba. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Aaron Schachter. Marco Werman is back in the chair on Monday. Have a great weekend. Yo le le, gana zangio.